September 24th, 2024 RDA meeting.
Welcome everybody. We will begin the Kane County Redevelopment Agency meeting being held today, Tuesday, September 24th, 2024, starting at 1:46 p.m. in the commission chambers of the Kane County Courthouse. So the first item we have is the consent agenda, which is the approval of the July 9th, 2024 RDA minutes. Just to recap, this was when we talked about updating our bylaws. We haven't finished that yet, so we're not going to, it's not in the consent agenda to approve, but we'll do that at our next meeting. It was just some changes, just updating things to how we've been doing business so it's correct and we're following our rule, our bylaws. So we have the, on the consent agenda is the minutes from the July 9th meeting. I will take a motion.
Madam Chair, I move to approve the consent agenda.
All in favor to approve the consent agenda?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Voting was unanimous to approve the July 9th minutes from the RDA. Move on to our regular agenda. Item number one is consideration of authorizing the approval of the First Amendment to the Tax Increment Participation Agreement by and between the agency and Zion Mountain Local Service District within the East Zion CRA project area for the purpose of funding the visitor center and related projects. Maybe I'll invite Kevin McClaws to come up. So my understanding is that...
This is coming up, right?
What?
Right here.
Right there, coming up to the microphone, yeah. In the first agreement, there was a certain dollar amount that was would be prioritized toward the Discovery Center, another amount toward the Reclamation, another amount toward the Grand Lodge, and another amount toward various things. And you're asking to increase that dollar amount so more can be spent on the Discovery Center?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah,
that's anything else you want to add to that?
Yeah, I guess...
Is it green?
It's working.
So basically, as the project has evolved, I mean, a little bit of context, we started talking about this 8 years ago, a little over 8 years ago. A lot of our original budgets and all that were set pre-2020, pre-COVID. And also the design of the facility was a little over 8,000 square foot of interior. And as you collaborate with law enforcement, search and rescue, and figuring out what the project really needed subsequent to this period, the project did grow in size. And so one of the good aspects of this is that, you know, marginally we're actually at a better value for the square footage, because we're now over 15,000 square foot is what the final project ended up being. And our budget was set on the original with the CIB. And the state has kicked in, as you guys know, they sent a little bit in, and then the Zion Forever Group has also procured a grant of a little bit shy of $5 million for the outdoor experience corridor, which is more of the outdoor playscapes as well as the educational interpretation part. So we've had other stakeholders come to the table, but the hard cost, which is really the district's responsibility of building the facility, still remains a gap. And so we have a little bit of that, I don't want to call it excess TIF kind of budget, but to allocate more as a first priority to the Discovery Center allows us to go back for a supplemental to the CIB. And so that's the nexus of it. The project has definitely gotten more exciting. It's the bane of my existence at the moment. But it definitely, when it's done, it'll be like labor and delivery, and maybe we're going to be really happy with twins. But the current situation is that we kind of just need this amendment to allow us to seek the additional supplemental to finish the hard construction cost of the project.
I was up there taking pictures the other day of the tunnel under and some walls coming up, so it's making some progress out there.
We poured the floor today on the one building. That got poured this morning. CLT panels got delivered yesterday, which CLT is cross-laminated timbers. And so they got to wait for curing, but later this week they should start doing the tinker toys with those. And you'll see some vertical probably later this week or next week. You'll start to see it'll be a building when you go by. The trusses are also there from Euclid. So there's the nice timber frame trusses there. They're all bolted up, ready to just put on the timber frame. And so after the painful process of undergrounds where it just looks like you're just not seeing much progress and a lot of money's going out, we're actually going to start seeing vertical and see some things start to take shape a little bit.
So my understanding, Rob, is that we don't pass a resolution on this. We just approve this amendment and then Zion Mountain Local Service District?
If you want to do it by a separate resolution, you can. You don't have to. You can just do a voice vote and then the agreement is signed.
Okay, so just sign this agreement. Okay. Yeah. Are the other commissioners comfortable with that?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have the amendment in front of us that was provided by Zion Mountain. It's been reviewed by our attorney, and I've read through it. I think it's pretty much what we've talked about. Any questions from the commissioners? Concerns?
No, I just want to share that I did speak with Steve Mealman yesterday, and he was kind of wondering about the water project and throwing out some ideas, and I told him, look, these CRAs and RDAs are way more trouble than we bargained for and a big pain in the butt. So, yeah, I'm willing to amend them. I'm not as willing to start a new one, just for future reference.
You're talking about Little Ponderosa?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
just for understanding, I just wanted to bring that up, that that's where I'm at.
I think they kind of know that's the mood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm take a motion. Or I'll make a motion. I move that we approve the First Amendment to the Tax Increment Participation Agreement by and between the agency and Zion Mountain Local Service District within the East Zion CRA project area for the purpose of funding the visitor center and related projects. Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Voting is unanimous. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn the RDA meeting.
Chair, I move to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. RDA meeting. RDA meeting is adjourned, and we are open to commission meeting shortly, a little bit.